Why are you being so quiet?
Well, it is 11 p.m. here,
I
so
know.
we've entered quiet hours.
We've entered quiet hours. Okay. All right.
Have you? Can you hear me okay? Let
I
me
can hear
turn
you
myself
okay.
up.
I just can't
Is
see
that
you.
better? Is that better?
You're perfect. You're perfect. Remember, quiet hours.
Perfect. Good.
Perfect.
Yeah,
All
I
right.
don't know why you can't see me.
It's probably some sort of international bullshit, you know what I mean? Like maybe Zencaster doesn't support people in fucking Copenhagen, you know? Like there's
Yeah,
that possibility. No, wait,
maybe
I
it's a
see a
top secret.
reflection. I see your glasses. Are you in pitch black?
No.
I mean, like there's some things going on where I can see flashes of light reflecting.
Hang on, let me see if I can make it brighter.
Like bottom
Hang
right, I see a yellow dot. I mean, could you turn on a light? I mean, just throwing options out there. Hey, ho. There we go. Everybody applaud. All right.
I was aiming for better mood lighting, I guess, over there on that. See how there's that like really cute little lamp?
I know, I see it.
Yeah, it just wasn't doing the job.
Well,
So now
let's
we
get
got
to it.
jumbo light.
Hello from Copenhagen.
Hi.
How's it
How's it
going?
going? It's great. I don't speak the language at all, and
Yeah,
I have been
you were
very
worried
lucky
about that.
that I can walk in places and they start talking to me, and I don't know if it's just like the sheer panic in my eyes or what, but they pretty quickly are like, "Oh no, it's totally fine. We'll totally talk in English." And I'm like, "Oh, thank God."
Oh, so that you do have a out. They do speak
Yes,
English.
everyone
Cool.
here speaks excellent English. But I've been trying to figure out the metro, and that's going mediocre at best.
Which means you've gotten lost.
No, because my friend's with me and she won't let me get lost, but she will
Oh,
ask a
okay.
question like, "What stop do you think we're at?" And then I guess, and I've been right zero times. Zero times do I know where I am. I'm slowly learning what stop is home,
Okay.
but I don't
I
know
feel
any
like
other
I would have
stops.
liked to learn that a bit quicker. Like that's you're like your safety blanket. Just say that word and they'll say, okay, like I'll get you there. But
Yeah.
take your time with that. But I
Sure.
would but we should say
Yeah.
the reason Tamara has her quiet voice on is my schedule was worked like messed up this week. And so Tamara is podcasting at 11 o'clock at night. So that's why she's
Yeah.
being quiet. She was a trooper. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Jet lag was not necessarily a big thing, but I have been going to bed on the earlier side of things because I stayed up for 26 hours and then went to bed at like 8 p.m. And so my body, like at around 8 p.m., is like, "We could sleep. Like now's like a normal time to sleep. It's dark. Let's sleep." And I'm like, "Oh, should we?"
Okay, but I've been meaning to ask. I could give two shits about your sleep schedule right now. We got to cover the most important thing first. My watch has not been dinging with updates, bitch. I don't think you planned a game.
I'm playing the game. I went for a
There's
walk
a
yesterday.
I never got the notice. And also, are we staying
Interesting.
heart rate like
Yes. Let me look and see what my phone says. I want to say I was at 133 or 138,
Why am I
which was
not
kind of
getting?
embarrassing for a
Wait, so do
walk.
you lose the points this week at all?
I don't think so.
Ah, dang it, that means I have to go
Here's
on a walk tonight, or I could not go on a walk tonight and just keep things tied up. That would might be interesting, wouldn't
Yeah.
it?
46 minutes, average heart rate 128.
Fuck me. Why am I not getting notified?
I don't
Oh.
know. Oh, it does say chart unavailable. I don't know, man.
Yeah, you did work out yesterday. Well, shit.
So it's anybody's
guess. I'll just let you know. I plan on losing a point because I've only got two workouts in this week. And then, although I did build my carport, which you didn't comment on, for like 6 hours this morning, and that was fucking physical labor, but I'm sure my heart rate wasn't where it needed to be, so I get burned this week. But anyhow, I'm going to take the L. I'm going to take 1 point L, and we are tied up, motherfucker.
I'm here for it. How... So I saw the beautiful framing that you had done on your carport. There it is. I almost want to say catico, and I knew that was wrong. What goes over the top of it?
Tin, but that's the more meticulous part of the project, and so I'm going to do that next Saturday when I'm fresh.
Oh, sure. So it was like half now. Half later.
Yep, that's how. So it'll be
tin on top.
I'm in my overalls because that's how I work now.
Your overalls match your hat. Was that planned or did that just happen?
These are brown. This is black. So I think it's just deceptive.
Oh, interesting. They both look black. So I was just assuming.
Yeah. Oh, my dog. Mm. Anyhow, yeah. So and then you sent me some lovely pictures here. Is there any explanation for these?
Well, I just wanted to feel included. in the
also, bitch, I showed you a picture last week out my front window of snow, went uncommented, and then I was like, I wonder if she doesn't get, you know, pictures because it's international texting and shit like that. But then
was it
you didn't
snow?
Even comment on the snow
that out my front window. Funny. That is so funny. I didn't know it was a live photo, so I just looked at it and was like,
well, I didn't know it was a live photo either.
Yeah, no, you can see the snow falling when you actually click on it. When you initially sent it to me, I didn't see the snow in the photo.
Okay.
So I was like, why is there a picture of the porch? And then I was waiting for a follow-up, and then I didn't know what was happening. And then
why was there a picture of a porch? I never got that one.
Well, that's weird. I think our phones hate each other when I'm out of the country. Mm-hmm. But your the first picture I sent to you is a picture of shots. So my friend who I'm visiting successfully submitted two journal articles. So she's been working for months on these. And so today, like officially, like drafts done, turned them in. And so we celebrated with shots. And so she was nice and gave me a shot of some type of apple whiskey situation, which was good. I still had a chaser. My chaser was my Coca-Cola No Zero.
Which and they
I
sell
think
that.
Has which I think has caffeine, but I can't read it. But I think it had caffeine. So I've been having my little baby bottle. And then I also got my Fanta Exotic here.
Ooh, they don't sell Exotic in the States, do they?
No, what do you think it is?
I think it's I don't know, laced with cocaine.
Oh God! Could you imagine?
As you open it up,
what's this?
Well, you sent me some stunning pictures. The clock is gorgeous, and the dogs look cozy. So that's nice.
Yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. So that was downtown Fredericksburg.
Okay,
which was where that photo was from, which is like outskirts of Copenhagen, and it had been raining and then it stopped raining. It was like really pretty and I was like, oh, thank God it stopped raining. We went out for a couture night or a culture night. Every time we tried to say couture night to somebody who speaks Danish, they said a different word back to us. So then I stopped trying. I was like, culture night. But we went out and it's really weird being out in Copenhagen. Because it's like COVID's over, like 90% of people are vaccinated. Nobody needs to wear masks. It's just they're on the other side, so everything's open, everything's normal.
Like rightfully so, or maybe they're being a little fast and loose.
No, rightfully so. I think there's. I haven't looked at the numbers, but like it's handled. It's not a problem.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild.
Cool.
So So we went out and we went to this like bar, and it was called, it's like a locals bar, but they call it a brown bar, which means like it's like a really old bar. It kind of felt like a speakeasy.
I love a speakeasy.
They had candles on the table, just like an open flame.
Wow.
And I was like, with drunk people, I was like, this shit wouldn't fly in the U.S. Like, it would have been minutes before some drunk person.
The table.
Yes. I was like, what is happening? There was like candles on the table and like fresh flowers and roses. And I was like, what is this thing? Is wild. So we went there and had a drink, and that was fun. And then we went and we said, we like met one of my friends, like colleagues there, two colleagues. And then we kind of like split up and we were going to meet up together for live music later. Mm-hmm. And so my friend and I, we went to check out like this park that had like this art installation there. And then we went over to like check out like a castle to see what was happening over there. And then we went to the zoo and like got food there. And I got a French hot dog, which basically means they like took a hot dog and they like take a bun and they just like hollow it out. And then they like, they fill it with just the perfect amount of ketchup. So when they stick the hot dog in, it's like perfectly ketchup up to the top.
Mind blown. We should make those when you get back.
It was magical. I will definitely send you a picture.
I bet we could really, you know, fuck up some buns.
Just do a real good drill into it. So we did that, and my buddy got some type of a rye bread vegetarian sandwich with like pickled onions. It was really good, and potatoes. I wanted to make fun of her for it, but it was quite delightful. And so we sat and we ate those, and we just watched the giraffes. They had four giraffes and they were just chilling. And so we sat probably 20 feet away from them.
Are giraffes native to Copenhagen?
No, it was at the zoo.
You missed that point.
Sorry.
I was just like, we were watching these majestic giraffes on your culture night. And I'm like, the fuck? Like, you just wandered up on four giraffes?
Yeah. No, we did. We quite literally did. And then from there, we went further downtown and found this music. It was like live music. It was like jazz. And we walked in and there was a person was playing the stand-up bass, and someone was on drums, and then someone was doing like an interpretive dance.
Wow.
And I guess they started with like a baby mask on their face. And then they turned it around, and then they were a goat. And I don't really know what was happening.
All right.
It was wild. Okay. and then they sat down, and then another man stood up, and he was like an older man, and he was in an all-white suit. And then he began reading poetry in Danish, which is the native language of Denmark. And I had no idea what was happening, and like the crowd seemed to like really be liking it, and so I tried to like ooh and ah like along with the crowd to like feel like a part of it, but I didn't know anything that was happening. And so that was a thing. And then one of my friend's colleagues, his partner, she's also a musician, she sings, so then she sang a song, but also it was not in English, so I was really trying to follow along the best I could, and I kept looking at my friend to see like if she was picking up any of this, and she wasn't either, and she knows a lot more Danish than I do. But it was cool to like, you know, support the music and the artists.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was great. Whatever was happening. So that was fun. And then we took the metro back. And my friend, I felt so bad for my friend. There was a 7-Eleven attached to the train station. And it had really good food. Really good food. And so my friend went in and was like, oh, that pizza looks really good. And so my friend wanted that pizza. And it was covered in ham. And my friend is a vegetarian. So my friend was like, oh, never mind, I can't have it. And I was like, it does look pretty good though. So then I bought the ham pizza and took it home. And my friend had a piece of toast with peanut butter on it. And I ate the shit pizza out of that pizza. And it was really good. And I asked like how mad my friend was because I had taken this pizza that they had initially had as their idea, but then couldn't eat it because of the ham. And I was like, out of 10, how mad are you? And she was like a 20. And I was like, that's fair. That is fair. I'm sorry.
I think she's since forgiven me. When I was vegan/vegetarian, that is the thing that could send me through the fucking roof. If you're like, okay, that looks so good, and then you get in there and you're like, well, I can't eat that, but I'll find an alternative and be okay, and then you can't find an alternative and they've already ordered your food and you're just watching fucking people delightfully enjoy their food, you're like, it's bad.
Yeah, well, we smelled the pizza, like the pizza must have just been cooked because we smelled it from like the train tracks. Oh, and we had like 7 minutes before our train was coming, and so we were like, let's get it. And so we like ran in and then they only had ham pizza. They didn't have any cheese only. Oof. So then he was like, do you want me to pick it off? And it's covered in like small diced ham. And my friend was like, nah, it's cool, man. But thank you.
At least he offered to pick it off. That was nice.
I know. It was nice. But yeah, but we've done some shopping. We've done some sightseeing. We're going to do some more sightseeing tomorrow. I've been trying to track down a Swedish massage in Sweden. Apparently, that's not really a thing. That's still in the works. But there's a couple of like really nice spas. So we might try and check that out.
But jet lag, so to speak.
I mean, like, I started getting tired at like 8 o'clock, and my friend was like, hey, like, do you want to like watch a movie tonight? And I was like, yeah, what about Free Guy? We talked about watching Free Guy. And she was like, we watched that the first night you were here. And I was like, I have no memory, like zero memory of that happening.
You pulled a Rhiannon. Congratulations. Yeah. Isn't it so restful to sleep through a movie? Like you just have background noise and there's people in the living room. So you feel all like warm and together. And then you're just like, like it's amazing.
I think my eyes were open is the only caveat. Like, I think I physically was awake and I physically was present, but mentally I was not there or present. But
maybe we'll watch that tonight. Yeah. My wife's getting tired of football.
You watch a lot of football? I didn't watch any football yesterday, but it sounds like...
You didn't watch the game? You don't get it in Copenhagen? I'm torn because I really fucking want the coach to be fired. So, and they won against Stanford, but I don't even know if Stanford's ranked this year. So
I don't know. What time was the game at though?
4. Oh, yeah, that would have been like your 2 in the morning. Which is funny because you're a night owl. So I thought, 11 o'clock ain't going to be no thing for Tamara. And then you're like, hold on, let me grab some caffeine.
Yeah, I'm slowly adjusting, but my body, like, the thing that is nice is I'll sleep when I tell my body it's time to sleep. And it's nice because it's dark. Like, it might be weirder if it was like daylight and I was like, time to go to bed. But it's dark, so it's not too bad. And then waking up, my body's like, sure, like, whatever. If you want to, we'll get up. But then also I can eat at any time. Like, I think we had breakfast today at like 10. I think we had lunch at 3 p.m. I think we had dinner at 7, which to me is like a little bit on the later side. But my body's like, whatever we're going to do it.
Aside from the ham pizza, is generally the food good?
The ham pizza was delightful. Food has been really good so far. We had some breakfast danishes. I thought I should get a Danish while in Denmark. And that was delightful. The pizza was good.
Did it have cream cheese in it? Or is that an American thing?
I think that's an American thing. There was like a little bit of a custard. But it wasn't, I love a custard. Yeah, it was real good. It was real good. Yeah. So that's been really good. It's been really good, like baked bread, good pasta. What else? We had some good Thai food. Ooh. So yeah, it's been a smorgasbord of things. The coolest thing, a smorgasbord. I think the coolest thing thus far is that I was pleasantly surprised. I've only flown once, twice, I guess, actually, since COVID, and it was kind of a cluster when flying in the U.S. And once I got into the international, like, part of the airport, much more efficient. Oh, we cool. have been very streamlined. Travel was like super smooth. Iceland was really cool. I got to walk around Iceland a little bit at the airport, getting on and off the planes, which was cool. Also, I got to see the Northern Lights, which was dope. I sat up to grab something because I had been lying down because I had a whole row to myself for my 8-hour flight to Iceland.
Humble brag.
Which was cool. I mean, humble brag. But it was cool because our flight was like a third full. So like everybody had their own row. Nice. Like everybody was super spread out. So I was lying down with my head towards the window, just like lying down watching a movie. And then I sat up to just like grab my soda or something. And there was a green glow out the window. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And I was looking at it and I was like, fuck me. I think that's the Northern Lights. And I like had Wi-Fi, so I Googled it and it's like, yeah, Northern Lights seen as low as Vancouver, Canada. And so we just flew through like the whole middle of Canada. We were just chilling with the Northern Lights. And I was like, this shit is bananas. And I like everybody was sleeping around me, but obviously I wasn't. And so it was like 10 o'clock and I was like, I feel like I should tell people, would people think this is cool? Like, excuse me, sir, the Northern Lights, which I thought was really cool, but I didn't end up waking anyone up. But I did take a bunch of pics and it was cool. And so I did turn and lied the other way so I could like look at it through the window while also watching my movie. So that was pretty cool. Nice. But Iceland was great. Although I did panic, full panic in Iceland because I had gotten some breakfast, like food and things. I got like a croissant. I got a smoothie. I got a soda. I got some chips. And they were like, that is going to be 200 and I was like, I'm sorry, what? Come again? And I was like, you know what, like take my money, like I don't know what's happening. It's probably fine because like it was like at the airport and everyone else like that was similar amounts of money to like the guy that got like a coffee and a bagel in front of me. Uh-huh. And like he didn't seem to panic and I was like, I guess I'll play it cool. And so sure enough, I checked my bank account and it was like a 1-10 exchange rate. So it was like $20.
Oh, okay.
You just take off some decimals. And I was like,
which isn't bad for airplane or like airport food. You know, airport food is way expensive.
No, like the croissant was warm. It was really tasty. So $4 well spent.
Can you imagine? $2,000. I think I can cover it.
I mean, I was like, I got it on my card. I guess let's see what happens. But I was like, but yeah. So here I exchanged $60 American, and it got me 300 kroner. So it's like a 1-5 ratio.
Wow.
So I've only bought a couple of things with cash because it's just so much easier to be like, yes, just take my card. Right. I don't have to.
And it does all the calculations for you. Yeah,
it does. It really does. Yeah. And there's no fee for using either of my cards. I like checked with my bank before I left. If it was like $3 every time, I'd be like, fuck you. But there isn't. There's like no charge. So it's like, y'all do the math for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just go home later, check your bank account. We good.
Yeah. So, well, my friend has an app on her phone because we were looking, we did some shopping yesterday. And she was looking at buying some shoes. And so it was like 1,100 kroner, which came out to like $200 or $300. And she was like, that's more than I want to spend on a pair of shoes. And I was like, no, that's that's fair. Yeah. So like she could do, like I couldn't do that math quick in my head, but she had an app that just did it. So it was like, that helps. But otherwise it's just guessing and trying to get close. But it's been fine thus far. Yeah. It hasn't been too, you know, I haven't, you know, gotten rid of all of my material wealth by buying, you know, a cheeseburger or
a
something.
Bagel.
Yeah. Right. But it's been fun to like see my buddy's university, see where she teaches, meet some of her colleagues and her friends. So it's been cool. It's been a fun trip thus far.
Mm-hmm. Any downhill fast scenarios aside from almost spending $2,000 on a croissant?
Not anything yet. Too crazy. Yet. Nothing is yet. Yet is the term. We are gonna head to a spa, I think, on Tuesday. So we might head into Sweden to do that, which is like 45 minutes away.
There'll be some stories. I feel like across over there, they're going to be a little bit more liberal with the nakedness. And you do frequent a naked spa. So like, it's going to be like some stories. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm not yet. Yes. So we'll see. Luckily, my friend is very competent in traveling with like the metro and things. Mm-hmm. I would have been lost at every turn. Sometimes she lets me walk first to like guess which train to get on, and I think that's fun for her because I'm like, I think it was a red train, and she's like, nope, it wasn't. It's not. But like part of it too is like it's like, let me see if I can find, I took a couple pictures in case I got lost of like the street.
I saw the street signs on Instagram and I was a little bit cocky before you went over there. I'm like, nobody's gonna get lost, come on. And then I saw the street signs and I'm like, oh fuck, I would have gotten lost. I'm looking for you know.
Yeah. Let's see.
Where's, I do love your taking pictures of street signs from advice from your parents.
This. I don't. How do you?
Stock plus beverage.
You're very close. STOCK stock. I feel good about stock. And then Fletsvige. FLETHSVEJ. A lot more J's. A lot of J's getting thrown up in here. Something like that. I've been watching a TV show called The Bridge, which does take place in Denmark and Sweden.
We've covered it.
I'm still not picking up any more of the language. So it's, I thought like, no, I'm gonna like, some of this is gonna get absorbed.
Nope.
Or not so much just yet. So nothing too crazy downhill fast. I did have to buy food on the plane. I thought it would be provided. It was provided, but not for free. So on the first flight, I brought like this little pizza, which I thought was cool. And it came with this tiny little bottle of olive oil, basil olive oil, which was delightful.
Delightful.
And then I tried this Icelandic soup, which was a lamb soup, which I think had like carrots and potato and turnips in it. I don't know. There was mystery vegetables. And that was mostly fine. I really enjoyed the broth. It was a little troublesome when I couldn't quite pinpoint what the vegetables were. Like the taste wasn't bad, but it was just like the mystery, you know, like when you're like, is it a carrot? Is it a turnip? Is it a parsnip? Have I ever eaten a parsnip before? So that was a little dodgy. But otherwise, and there was some people at the airport that were talking to me. And I didn't quite stop talking, but I just said, I'm sorry, I only speak English. And they said, oh no, you're fine. Just keep walking. And I was like, okay, great, bye. to this day don't know what that was about. Anybody's guess. Maybe they wanted a survey. I don't know. But clearly I wasn't cutting it. So yeah, more to follow. The real kicker is going to be when my friend heads to her conference and I'm alone.
Dog sitting. How many more days?
My buddy leaves on Wednesday.
But I feel like even if it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, you can be, you know, you call her and be like, hey, bud, wouldn't call you unless it was an emergency. I'm in front of Sloughin Grr-grr-grr-grr, and I need to know which way to turn, left or right.
She has really been actively trying to like let me learn some things on our walks of places to go. And the nice thing is everything is so close. Like you walk at your front door and there's like restaurants, there's a store that's like 4 minutes walk one way and like 5 minute walk the other way that like you don't even have to turn off that road. So it's like you literally just walk there, turn around and come home.
Yeah. You do know Google Maps has the transit directions, right?
It does, except that my phone has been in airplane mode this whole time. And so as soon as you leave your home and you lose Wi-Fi, you only have, I have a screenshot of what the streets told me to do.
You don't get data up there? Over there?
I don't. I do not.
Wow. Or if you did, it would cost an arm and a leg.
Yeah. So when I talked to my buddy, who also has T-Mobile, who came to Europe back in August, she had done the math and figured out that it was about $4 a minute for a phone call.
Wow.
And I don't even know data. So she was like...
So you just talk to your folks and stuff on the internet?
Yeah. So FaceTime, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And the nice thing is most of my friends all have iPhones, so like we can still...
Yeah,
I chat totally normally. But yes, so as soon as I'm out the door and away from Wi-Fi,
you don't have a step-by-step. Yeah, you don't have a play-by-play.
I don't have that play-by-play. I don't.
That makes it scary.
So it's risky. It's risky. It's a bit of a roll of the dice.
The grocery store is 4 minutes away. You don't have to venture any further, you know? All true. You use grocery this store.
This is true. Yes. And my buddy was like, you could go to the movies or you could like go to a museum. And I was like, how many turns do you think that would be? She was like, if you're asking that question, then maybe that's a no. Because I think I could probably walk there in like 30 minutes or 45 minutes, but it would be much easier to take like public transit.
Do they have Uber and stuff over there?
I haven't seen an Uber. Oh. They might have them, but the thing that is super popular, bicycles. Everyone and their mom has bicycles. There's a bike lane on every single road. There's probably outside of this apartment complex, there's probably 100 bikes.
Wow.
When I was at the university, there was like 500 bikes. I mean, damn. Like everyone. And like the crazy thing is like people will be like on their bikes and they'll either have like a kid in a basket or like be carrying kids in like a carrier. It's like everybody's on bikes, whole families.
Well, we need to buy you a bike. Let's do this. Well, borrow your buddy's bike.
Yeah, borrow. I could borrow my buddy's bike and then go somewhere further. Yes, that is accurately most likely what happened. But you can also take your bikes on the public transit pretty easily. There's a lot of options.
Mm-hmm. I
don't know. We'll see. We'll see how brave I get. That would go sufficiently more downhill fast, I would imagine.
Helmet, but... please.
Oh, of course. Yes. Of course.
Gotta be safe.
Of course.
Gotta be safe.
You've got to. But how has your week been?
It's been good. I had Thursday and Friday off, and then I built half of my carport today, which was nice. I feel accomplished. I napped most of the day yesterday, if I'm being honest, because I was tired. But yeah, everything's good here. The bathroom is still very much delayed, but as soon as the carport's done, We're on the bathroom. So, yeah.
I want to believe you when you say those words.
But there's little evidence at this point. I do understand. But the momentum is shifting in that direction. We got to do the winter prep. And then we have, not bragging, just saying 6,000 pounds of pellets. So, like, it's not like I ain't been doing shit. I've just been prepping for winter. And I moved. I hand stacked 6,000 pounds of pellets. Sent you a picture. Nothing.
I don't know if I got that picture. I'm like,
I was like, this was my workout today. And then nothing.
Crickets.
Crickets. What an asshole.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You moved all those into the shed?
Yeah. By myself. That's amazing. My wife helped with the last pallet. It was like on Wednesday.
What country was in on Wednesday?
I think you were mid countries.
I was mid countries.
Yeah.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. so funny. Did the snow melt? Was the snow before or after the pellets?
The snow was after the pellets. I was prepared, motherfucker.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
But see, what used to happen last winter is my wife would go get 20 at a time. We would either get a pallet sometimes in the back of my truck. Well, technically, my truck's not supposed to carry 2,000 pounds. But like for 20 miles, we thought it wasn't a big deal. But or my wife would pick up 20 at a time and I would just go unload them as we needed them from her car. And we're like, you know what? If we just bought everything we needed at the beginning of the winter, it would be so much easier. And there's rumored shortages this winter. And that's the only way we heat our house. So it's like, well, why not just buy everything up front? It's not like we're like resource hoarding. We will use all of them. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, we did it. And it was $60 to have them delivered. And after, you know, like one, it took me an hour and 15 minutes to move 6,000 pounds. And we're ready for the winter. We're good till January.
That is very impressive.
I know.
Have you had to turn on the heat? Is it gotten cooler?
Fuck yeah, almost every night. We didn't last night. yeah, I mean, we've been dropping in the 30s. In fact, we've gotten to as low as 26. So.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Are you supposed to be getting more snow soon? Or what's the snow looking like?
No, now it's warming up. Like it was 70 degrees today, and then it's just supposed to rain when we do get moisture. So, you know, that's that.
Well, I mean, it could be worse, I guess.
Yeah.
Snow.
So, like,
well,
yeah, no. We're kind of in like mediocre weather, lows of 37. And then, yeah. So
you're done winterizing. Now you just have the other half of carport, and then you're ready to be done with outside chores, and then it's just bathroom remodel.
Well, I have one other thing to do, which is clean out a shed to store my mountain bikes, but I can put the mountain bikes under the carport until that happens. But yeah, then we're done winterizing. I have the irrigation turned off. The garden is dead, so I have to kind of, you know, pick that up. But like, yeah, we're prepped. We're ready. I winterized the RV. Like, I've been doing shit, just not bathroom shit. And then, of course, we're taking the RV to California in November. But the benefit of knowing how to winterize it yourself is that you de-winterize it. I don't bother de-winterizing it when we're skiing because, you know, the pipes would freeze. But since we're going down to California and living out of it for a week, I will get, you know, fresh water in the tank and then come over and winterize it again. That's how I roll.
When are you... Is that for the holidays? You'll head down for...
Thanksgiving. Yeah, we're going down for a week and over Thanksgiving.
That'll be fun.
I'm gonna take one of my kayaks. I'll be fishing.
Really? You're gonna take one of the kayaks?
Yeah, we rented an RV spot right on the San Joaquin River. Now, I don't know that the San Joaquin is known as a sexy river, but you know what? It is a river. It has fish, and I shall kayak fish it.
So. How?
Yes, will I did your pick wife... where we were going to stay.
No, but will your wife go with you? Can she fly fish with... She can fly fish with you on a kayak, or are you just going to leave her behind at the campsite?
No. I would plan on my wife coming with me, but the last time we were tandem on our kayak, we did flip it. So I might take two kayaks, and she can have her own kayak, and then we can... Until we're better at going tandem, but you don't want to test tandem stuff in November, I wouldn't think, even in California. So
no.
I'll probably, if I might take two, but Also, I might not take any if she's like, babe, we're not going to have enough time to do serious fishing. And then I'll just take fishing poles so I can fish when I wake up in the morning and before I go to bed. So I have all the scenarios mapped out.
Just squeeze it in where you can.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little, you know, stress relief. And yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I think so. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I need to figure out my travel plans. I'll definitely be back in time for the holidays. But that's the fun thing of like, I think I'll be doing similar with the fam, but I don't know. I tried to bring it up before I left town and I was like, hey, do we have plans for like the holidays? And they're like, yeah, no, something. And I was like, okay, well, let me know if I'm supposed to be doing anything to like prep or bring, because I'll effectively be coming back middle of November. So,
you know, loop me in.
Loop me in at some point. Just don't forget about me and the planning. Watch me bring something like dinner rolls or something, you know, real low key.
Or drinks, right? Yeah, you bring the alcohol.
Yeah.
I don't know that we're allowed
responsibility
to talk about it. But we have nieces named the same fucking name.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I actually was lucky enough to meet my niece before I left town. I didn't know if that was going to happen.
I just like to say my niece is the OG, the original gangster. She's pretty cool. Your niece has big shoes to fill, you know, but
I've already told her this.
It's going to get a bit competitive. Yeah,
maybe in like 10 years there's definitely going to be an age difference for a while.
She is tall like that, put a basketball in that kid's hand.
Yes. Was one of maybe my first thoughts. Yes. but yeah, so I was trying to just message my family you know, from here. And I was very surprised. My brother was up at 3 a.m. and then I realized, oh yeah, newborns, you get up
all the time.
You got to keep feeding them. It's like every couple hours. So I was talking to him and, you know, whatever. And he's like, hey, sorry, but like the bottle's done. So like, I'm going to go back to bed. And I was like, no, that's true. You should be sleeping. And it was like my lunchtime. So I was like, I'm going to go make a sandwich and I'll talk to you later. but yeah, and that's a fun thing. A buddy of mine gets up really early for work. And so she's typically, when I send out like a Snapchat, she's one of the first people to snap me back. And I'm like, oh yeah, you're awake for work. That's right. And then she normally goes radio silent because she goes to work and then people like kind of wake up in waves. But so that's the joy of being 9 hours ahead. I feel like I'm in the future.
Yes, there you are. Cool.
Yeah, nothing too crazy yet on our Monday. Oh no, I guess it's not quite Monday. We have 14 more minutes and then I'll be in Monday.
Not that you're watching the clock.
No. Not at all. Yeah, I'm gonna try and do some thrift shopping tomorrow. I don't really know what that's gonna look like. Yeah. I didn't bring a raincoat. I know you told me to.
I said all you fucking needed was a sweatshirt and a shell. Was I wrong?
No.
Nope. Wrong.
I did though wear my I brought a really big coat. My really big brand new coat. I totally brought that with me. And
that's
I wore
it out. That's
not necessary.
It's like taking a machete to a fucking knife fight. Like you don't need it. Do you see snow on the ground? Do you see that many layers? No.
No.
Is anybody else in that fucking country wearing a coat like that? No. You look like the dumbass American. Come on.
No. Everyone was really bundled up on the night when everyone was out for culture night. And so I fit right in. There was like 3 other people that I passed on the street who were wearing almost the identical coat to me. And I was like, feeling pretty cool about myself because they were probably like 20 somethings and I was like the 30 something and I was like, how do you like me now?
Oh man.
All I did. Right. I felt really cool. I felt really cool.
But now you don't need it.
Well, no, I'll still probably need it. But I do think I'm going to need to get like a rain situation for Ireland,
cause,
obviously.
Because Rhiannon was right. That you sounds about right.
Yep, it's going to rain so much in Ireland.
Yep. When do you go to Ireland?
In a couple weeks. Probably towards the end of October.
Your roommate back?
Is my roommate back?
Are you going to Ireland by yourself? I have worries. I mean, you're an extremely capable person, but like also you need a buddy.
I do need a buddy.
You once my were buddy... left by a cruise ship. You need a fucking buddy.
I was almost left by a cruise ship. Mm-hmm.
And your mom was gonna let them fucking leave you. So my mom's like,
that's how you learn lessons. My buddy will probably either come with me to the airport or will get me on the train. The nice thing is that the airport is the last stop on the train, and okay. So I can't really like fuck that up.
I mean, getting off too early, but
you're right. But hopefully.
But hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
I
feel
like she's gonna drop you off like at the train station with something pinned to the front of your shirt, yeah. Like going here.
Dumb American needs help to airport. It's even written in English. It's not even written in Danish. No, it's fine. Yeah, my buddy will probably come with me. There is one. The train does change once, and so she'll probably come with me. I think she'll probably come with me. Not all the way to Ireland, but like just to the airport. Which is fine.
And then in Ireland, you're solo.
Well, my buddy is also in Ireland.
Okay. So you have somebody, yeah. You have a safety net. Good. I'm glad. Yes. I'm glad.
Yes. I will have a pickup on the other end and I'll have been dropped off. And then when I come back, my friend will also most likely pick me up from the airport. She's a very good friend. Reliable. Salt of the earth type.
There you go.
And she knows me very well. So,
so she's nervous too.
She is. She asked me today on the train, and she's like, "What is the stop that's home?" And I was like, "I don't know." She's like, "Well, it kind of sounds like home." And I was like, "She's like, all right, we'll keep working on it."
Also a teacher, so she's like, "All right,
well." Yeah. And I was like, and then I just guessed one because you know you can see the map of a board, and I was like, "Is it Christensen?" And she's like, "Does Christensen at all sound like home?" And I was like, "No." She's like, "We're gonna keep working on it." So it was like 0-2, but it was pretty good. Yeah, what are you gonna do? She's encouraging me to keep trying. Which is nice. And we'll head out for some shopping tomorrow so I can give it another go. But
all right. Well, we look forward to more downhill fast stories. So
it will definitely happen.
I do want to say that like don't get lost for the story, but like it'll be funny in hindsight if you make it home safely, but like don't end up in Russia. That's all I'm saying. Like, I mean, just, you know, if it does go downhill fast, keep it funny.
Keep it on this side of safe. Yes.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody, one of my buddy's colleagues, and they were like, we were thinking about trying to get some people together to do this thing. And I was like, could be fun. And my buddy kind of looked at me like being like, I don't know, that doesn't quite sound like something you would normally say. And I was like, the worst case scenario, it's for the pod. And she was like, no, that tracks. That definitely tracks. And then somebody invited us to like go check out their like farmhouse, which I guess is like 2.5 hours away. And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, let's, because that would be cool. Because then I would definitely see like more driving of like the country, which would be really cool. And I don't know what's out there. I don't know what it looks like.
Does your buddy have a car?
He So the the friend has a car, and so he would drive us. But I did tell my friend that I think I could probably drive around in this town because they do drive on the right side of the road. So
I think I could probably. I can't read street signs and I'm nervous to walk, but for sure as shit, I could drive.
My confidence is high. I mean, I don't know why that's the case.
Oh boy.
It's disproportionate maybe to the success I've had. But I think I could do it safely, which I think was one of the questions.
If you've got to stop to process the road sign, I don't think that that maintains a level of safety, but you know, go for it. Go for it.
I mean, no one, well, none of my friends, I think, would lend me a car. I think I would have to rent a car.
Rightfully so. Yeah, I don't think they would. And I think that's a solid choice on their part.
Maybe I'll start with the bicycle. See how the bicycle goes.
Yeah, let's work our way up.
Work our way up. It's probably fine.
Probably.
My problem is the next to every sidewalk is the bike lane, and you're really not supposed to walk in the bike lane. And sometimes I forget and I want just like a little bit more space. And so I'll move into the bike lane to like walk around people. And my, which you can do, but you always should like look over your shoulder before entering the bike lane because, you know, traffic.
Right.
And so my friend is always like, look, you have to look before you just dart places. And I'm like, no, you're right. You're right. So I haven't yet full on like collided or tackled a bicyclist. Thank God.
But there's plenty of opportunity.
There's plenty of time. And I'm slowly getting better at like looking over my shoulder before I enter the bike lane. But it's... but it's been fun. It's been cool. It's been a good trip thus far. And it's just getting started. So I'm excited. Awesome. I'll report back next time.
Yes.
If I try any more crazy foods or find any more fun weird foods, I will definitely keep you posted. I did buy some gummies that had like so much black licorice, and I tried to eat one. Not a good time. Not a good time. It was in my mind. I'm like, maybe I like black licorice. Nope. Mm-mm. I still don't. And then I felt like committed that I should just at least eat this one piece. And so I was like really chewing on it. And then like 5 minutes later, I was like, should I just spit this thing out? And then my friend was like, what are you, a quitter? And I was like, no, you're right. And then I doubled down and I finished it. But then I've since then have not eaten another piece. So you win some, you lose some. But if I find any like fun gummy bears or something, I'll bring some back. I'd bring back a Danish, but I'm not sure how well that would hold up.
I think that probably
in the suitcase. But you know, thought that counts. But I'll definitely keep an eye out for some fun food to try or things.
Yes, please.
I tried some chips today. I don't know what kind they are because I can't read it. But it kind of tastes like an artichoke.
Yuck. That's a good thing.
It's not, but it's a really unique flavor. So it probably took me about 15 chips before I could really put my finger on the fact that it tasted like artichoke. And I don't know for sure that it even is artichoke. That's just kind of like the first vegetable that like came to mind. So I got about halfway through the bag and then had to take a break. And it's only like a small snack bag.
Yeah.
Because it's an aggressive flavor. But I will keep trying to put myself out there. And I'll take a picture of it.
Maybe grocery store is only 4 minutes away. You could come home, take a bite of black licorice and be like, nope, going to go back. Try again.
Just keep trying it. Yes.
Yeah.
But I'll send, put a pic up on that of the Instagram and, so you can see what kind of that looks like. But I'll keep putting myself out there. I'll keep trying the weird, unique foods, you know, because it either could be really good or it's going to go downhill fast. And that works out perfect for the pod. So
it does. Here's to hoping Tamara gets more bad food.
I mean, we'll see what happens. We will definitely see what happens. Oh, man.
All right. Well, I think we should let Tamara go to bed. And I need to eat dinner. So, like, there's that.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. Well, you have a good dinner. Tell your wife I say hello. And I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.